Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry. It's a rare Encore Tuesday. That's right. Given the business that we've had over the last 24 to 48 hours away from the studio, a lot, doing a whole lot of other thing, we have another Encore for you today, which means that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be new shows.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we'll try. Anyway, Coach Vernon Dozier is going to hold forth ahead of football season, and he talks about his career as a door-to-door dancer.
Oh, this is back when you guys were...
Yeah, this is back when we were talking about his dancing.
Right. Last year, that's right, yeah. Last year was Coach Dozier giving us the lowdown on his career as a dancer. Hi, this is Coach Vernon Dozier, and tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I'm going to be guest hosting and talking about something that I have tried to keep in the background for as long as possible, and that was the fact that while I was coming up through the ranks as a coach, I also danced. I danced from town to town, village to village. You know, and
go ahead.
And as such, that's how I supported myself. Sometimes I went door to door, and I would dance for food. I am not proud of that. It is a painful memory, but I did. I would go and do ballroom dancing on people's front lawns.
For food?
Yes, for food. And one time, and you'll hear it, because Father McQuarters insisted that I be very clear, I did engage a woman who paid me to have sex with her after she got done watching me do my can-can kicks. And anyway, this is my story, the Vernon Dozier story. Okay, this is okay. So here's some of the music that I used. Okay. One toe forward, one toe back. One toe forward, one toe back. Now yeah.
Well, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, you're a very good dancer.
And I do kind of swivel the hips.
I mean...
What? Hold on. Kill the music. Can you put... What's the problem?
It's not exactly... You know, you're a coach.
I know I'm a coach. And I danced at one time. Am I proud of that? The answer to that question, in all honesty, would be not really. Because it kept me from getting jobs.
You're telling me people didn't hire you?
Some of the coaches and administrators of these schools, or if it's a professional team, they'd come, they'd send people down to scout me. And they'd stop in for a drink... Say they came to scout me if I was coaching a high school team or a college, you know, a JC team.
Yeah.
And so they'd stop in for a drink at a local bar, then either after having seen me or, you know, before, and maybe I'd be working that. I'd be on the dance floor. And I saw a couple of them that I recognized from one of my interviews.
These are coaches or scouts?
They're like scouts for the school. And I, like, waved and gave them a... You know, how you doing? Because I'd seen them, and I see them kind of staring at me with their jaws wide open, and they're just giving me that, you know, have you ever seen someone?
Yes, I know.
All right, well.
So you didn't get the job?
I wouldn't necessarily say I didn't get the job. Some of the jobs I got, sometimes they hired me despite the fear. I could see fear in their eyes, you know.
Well, why would there be fear? Because you're a dancer?
Because they just, here's another, let's just, yeah, that's...
Now, what's that move with your knees?
I put my knees together and go, wee. I know it looks effeminate.
That's it.
Okay. And now I'm one toe forward, one toe back, one toe forward, one toe back, twirl, spin, lay out. Now crawl, do that. I'm doing a cat crawl here. And then I'd be, you know.
You're doing what's a cat crawl?
A cat crawl is hold on. A cat crawl is when you just crawl along the floor.
Oh, I did that myself very early on. I didn't have the extensive dance training that you had, Coach, but I was required to dance in some of the theatrical productions I was in.
All right, so you know about...
Yes, doing the full layout.
Yeah, well, here's where I do a full layout. Yeah, okay.
All right, you're leaning back with the arms.
Yeah, lean back. And now just... Okay.
Huh!
Yeah, Coach.
Huh! Then I twirl. I gotta stop. Hold on for a minute. I'm getting tired.
Coach Vernon Dozier is demonstrating some of the dance steps that he did. Do you still do them?
Do I still do what?
Do you still dance?
No, not like this. No. And you understand, I know the risk. I know the chance that I'm taking, the risk that I'm running here. Coming in here and doing all these dance routines because there have been people who... This all started how?
It started when people saw a flamenco dancer on Mr. Henry's Facebook feed, and they're going, hey, does Coach Dozier do the flamenco?
It's called flamenco, not flamingo.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, the flamenco.
Yeah. I've done a little bit of flamenco. Not a lot, nothing that I can show you. Let me just kind of clear away the area here. And is there you got any flamenco music, bud?
Yeah, I did find some.
Yeah. Now the coach is moving his feet.
Yeah.
Well, you're not, you know, you're almost doing it. What do you mean I'm almost doing it? Wait. Hey, I kill it, man. You know, I feel like a jackball.
I don't think you did it all that good.
I used to be able to do it good, but I got you.
Well, we're staring at you.
Yeah, people looking me up and down. Looks like I'm looking back at a whole zoo. Not you, Miss Gray, but looks like I'm looking back at a whole, an entire zoo of yellow eyes and little claws. That's being Dickman. Yes, and I don't mean anything offensive by that. See, it's just... You're just doing the tiptoe thing. You got to do the tiptoe thing. I can't turn that crap off, man. It makes me want to get lost in Mexico.
Oh, that looked painful.
It was. And some great flamenco dancers, you know, they die of kidney failure because they dance like that, and they're basically bouncing their kidneys
right out of their asses.
Yes. Yeah. So I gave up flamenco dancing. Like this. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Can you do that?
I can't. Not really. At flamenco dancing, it's very quick. You know, you do little tiptoe steps.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man.
Dickman, I'm telling you.
Well, the guy's...
The guy's what? I'm on my tiptoes? Yes, I got a tiptoe. I did some things that I'm not very proud of, okay? I did some pretty horrible things.
Coach, you can't believe... That dancing was horrible.
In the context of me going town to town and village to village looking for coaching jobs.
You went town to town and village to village?
Yeah. What is there? Oh, you're going to tell me that's bad?
No, it sounds like something that's almost like a throwback to the old days.
The old days of what? A guy going door to door?
Yes, like some men were hobos and they go door to door looking for a piece of pie or a bologna sandwich.
That was me, okay? That's how bad it got for me.
So while you're looking for coaching jobs?
While I was looking for coaching jobs, I was knocking on doors and saying, do you need any, you know...
Like odd jobs.
Odd job, yeah, you know. And if you got a piece of pie to spare or a bologna sandwich, yes.
And so you...
And I would dance.
So wait a minute. You not only danced between coaching gigs, you danced for food.
Yeah, I danced for food. I would go from one door, you know, I'd be in a neighborhood... And I'd say, excuse me, ma'am, do you need any kind of work done? And they'd say, no. I'd say, may I dance for, you know, for a ham sandwich or something? And I carried with me a little recorder. And I'd go, yeah, all right. And I would just twirl about there.
That's kind of an embarrassing memory, huh?
It's very embarrassing. But I would, you know, I'd dance, I'd do some spin moves. Right here, do full layout. Now I'm... All right, and that would be like one dance step, and that'd be...
What would you get for that?
I would generally, you know, the woman would go back into her kitchen and find a piece of, you know, piece of pumpernickel bread and put a piece of meat on it. I don't know, you know.
Speaking of, I want to ask you a question, and maybe you don't want to answer this question, but did you ever have, like, because of these encounters in the neighborhoods with these, you know, housewives, did you ever...
Were you ever involved? Did you ever find yourself in a tricky situation like that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's very difficult not to, but,
So you had.
Now, here's a song here, as a matter of fact. This is a little piece of jazz that I would play, and yes, there was a woman who, after I danced to this piece, I danced out on her front lawn, and I guess her husband heard about it because I had to hop a backyard fence.
When?
I was out in front of her house, and she said, well, go ahead and do a couple of steps for me, and I'll see if I've got some peach cobbler or something. I said, okay. So I put on the tape, and I was like, all right, yeah, yeah.
What kind of dancing are you doing?
I'm doing sort of like a swing dance. I'm doing some jitterbugging. I'm pretending to throw a girl in the air. I didn't have a partner.
So you're pretending I'm throwing a girl in the air, and then I'd catch her. And the lady who saw it, she saw this, and she invited me in for peach cobbler.
And,
yeah, and then one thing led to another, and suddenly I hear a door slam, and I hear some guy coming down the hall, and I made it out through a window. She said, get out through that window. She said, there's an alley and a fence. Now, I want to ask you something. Can we I want to ask you something. You're not lying, are you? Why would I lie? What's the point? This is the most embarrassing thing. You people had been bugging me and dogging me now for 6 months to a year about my whole dancing career as I was coaching.
But we're not here to embarrass you.
Oh, no, not much. Look, I know all about how the Phil Henry Show works. I know how all you people love to look at me. Every time I look, not you, Ms. Gray, but every time I look at you, General, I look at you, Mr. Dickman, I look at Mr. Henry, whoever else, all I see are the big, broad grins of monkeys going... Now, that's what you think we're about around here.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's hard for me not to think that. Coach, I can tell you, in all honesty, we are very fascinated and interested in your career as a dancer. Now, professionally, what kind of dancing did you do?
Well, professionally, I went door to door, and then I would go into a nightclub and see if they needed a dancer, because a lot of clubs would have, and they wanted two dancers. They'd say, well, have you got a partner? I said, I do not, but I can spin around the room and dance. So I'd put my arms out as if I was holding onto a woman.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. They're right here. And I'd pretend twirl an invisible.
An invisible? Well, I mean, do the people feel they're getting a money's worth?
Well, they're not paying me. I mean, the club's paying me, but the people are eating dinner, so, and I'm...
How did this go over with audiences? Good?
Not most of the time, not all that good. I mean, I'd be told thanks a lot after about 15 minutes. Right here. High kick. Down on the ground. Okay, here comes the crawl. Now I'm back on my feet, full layout. High kick, can kick. Now I've just got my hands on my hips and I'm doing a can kick.
A can kick.
Yeah, that's right. Look, if I knew you people were going to break my balls.
No, we're interested in these steps. Don't worry, General.
No, I'm not. I'm not making fun. I just want to be clear.
You're doing a can kick like the ones they do in the Moulin Rouge.
Not like the ones they do in the Moulin. The ones they do in the Moulin Rouge, they got 10 women together in a dress. No, I wasn't with you. I know what you're going to ask.
Well,
no, I wasn't wearing a dress. There, does that answer your question? You know, I can tell you, Mr. Whatever your name is.
I'm General Shaw.
I can tell you, General Shaw, to have to reenact it, have to go through this hell of describing to you, Ms. Gray.
Well, take some phone calls here, because we do have some people on the line that want to talk to you.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to talk to any of these people. I don't want to talk to any of these listeners of Mr. Henry's. They're going to sit on the end of their phone, giggling it up like they're baboons on gas. I will not put up with that.
I understand.
All right. Here, now
it's called Electro Swing. This is one of your songs.
Yeah, this is, I used to dance to this. I like this song. See, I'm kind of sneaking along the floor.
Now you're crouching down.
I'm crouching down. And then I get up, yeah. Then I crouch down. And then I get up, yeah. I throw my hands in the air. Then I spin around still in a crouch, kind of like the way those Russian dancers dance.
Oh, that is difficult.
It is. And I keep crawling along and I go, yeah, hey, yeah. Now I'm doing a can kick from a squat position. See, this is the thing with Dickman laughing over here.
I'm not laughing, I'm just...
Hold on. This is something I was known for, Dickman, okay? No one else in America, maybe in the world, could do a full can kick from a squat position. Now, you talk about those Russians. They do the kick out front, but I did one straight up in the air. Forget it, you know.
No, but it's interesting.
No, it's... Obviously, it's not, but...
All right, hold on. We do have some callers on the line. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on here with Coach Vernon Dozier.
Hey, Coach. This is Chris Parley.
Hey, how you doing? I remember you. You were...
That's right, down at your club in Birmingham, Alabama. I enjoyed your dancing every night that we'd go in there.
I was in Birmingham. I'd done some high school football coaching down there, and I was... Actually, to be honest with you, Chris, I was trying to get out. You know, didn't appreciate wonderful people like you, but I had to get out. I had to get out. I had to get somewhere. I got to get all the way out of.
You had to get out of Alabama. I understand, and I'm still here. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about getting the hell out like you. But I want you to know that there are some of us out here who loved what you did for the young football players of Birmingham, especially at Crevice Academy, and especially at Crevice Academy and Nittany High and some of those places. And then when I find out you found out you were dancing over there at the Bungo.
I was dancing in the Bungo Room only for about 3 days.
But I was fortunate enough, and my wife and I are fortunate enough to come see you dance, and then the next night watch you on the sidelines there for Nittany, coaching them on to. It was a tough loss, but that was the only game we actually watched you coach.
Well, I appreciate the very kind comments and the.
And we left a little something for you.
The very generous tip. I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you, Coach, and I was also wondering if I could.
All right, that's Chris Parley. Well, hold on for you. I mean, can I talk to the guy? Well, we got to get moving a little bit. Now we have here Dave. Dave, where are you?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Dave, go ahead. You're on with Coach Vernon Dozier.
Hey, Coach, listen, as a fellow football coach, I know how difficult the profession can be. You were dancing from, when you say you danced from town to town, village to village, were you, you were supporting yourself at the time, correct?
I was supporting myself, yeah. I supported myself with the money that I made dancing.
And was that money mostly tip money? Or
I had to subsist on tips. They paid me a straight flat salary. If I was in a club maybe a week, then I'd have to move on.
Was you fired? Or
Sometimes they would say, you know, just it's time for you to move on. And I'd be dancing the night away. You know, I'd be dancing about, and they'd come up to me right in the middle of a dance and say, you know, it's best for you to move on now.
That's got to be, that's a cold shot.
It was a cold shot, but, the tip money was good, and then I would just get, I'd leave the club, and I'd go ahead and put my thumb out.
You were hitchhiking? You're kidding.
No, yeah, I was hitchhiking. I didn't have, you got to understand.
This is what I'm trying to tell people, the life of a football coach. Here you are, hitchhiking from town to town, village to village, dancing in clubs, dancing for women, and I guess the perks for that. You want to comment on that?
I wouldn't call them perks because, like I said, I almost got found out by a husband. But if you knock on a woman's door and she's home alone and you go, excuse me, ma'am, have you got a piece of peach pie or, you know?
Yeah, what'd they say when you ask for a piece? Anything like that?
No, I would say, have you got anything to eat because I'm going town to town? And they'd say, well, what do you got? And I said, hey, you know, I'd turn the music on. Most of the time they tell you to stop dancing. They got some windows to wash.
Probably easier for you to dance, though, wouldn't it?
Much easier, yeah. But that one couple instances, they'd say, okay, stop dancing, come on inside, and let's get down to, you know, talking real business. And
did you make money doing that?
What's wrong with you?
I'm just sort of the excitement of what you're talking about.
Yeah, occasionally they'd throw me a $20 bill, which in those days was pretty good money, so.
But then the husband come home, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, I'm sorry, but I was just thinking about it. I was kind of rubbing myself.
Okay, so where do you get these creeps anyway?
They call up, Coach. You know, we try to screen the calls as best we can, don't we, Bud?
Yeah, I don't know if guy's going to say that. Got a lot of weirdos out there. You got to understand what Coach is talking about is out there on the edge of reality.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you're coaching, then you're dancing from town to town and village to village, and then you're dancing for food. What, you know?
Well, the kid's making a point. Okay, the kid's making a point. I've said this a million times. This is the reason why I come on this program. I wanted to explain to everybody that as a coach, I played football, as you know, professionally. I played in college. I played in high school. I played football. Then I left the game, and I started coaching. And I started out at the high school level. I started out at semi-pro. I played, you know, I coached these grammar school. I mean, where, you know, Pop Warner, Pee-wee. I coached Pop Pee-wee, Pee-wee. What's the guy's name? Pee-wee Pop?
Pop Warner. Pop Warner and Pee-wee.
Who are they?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Pop, yeah, Pop Warner. I thought there was a...
What, do you think they were a dance team?
No, I didn't think they were a...
We're talking to Coach Vernon Dozier about something that had been interesting to us and interesting to Phil, and we wanted to ask him about the dancing that he has done in addition to his football career as a coach and as a player, but mostly as a coach.
Yeah, the dancing was what I did to help me subsist as a coach, you know, I helped pay the bills while I was looking for coaching jobs.
Okay, here's another song.
Wait a minute, Dickman.
Wait, Coach?
Go ahead, fire it up.
Here it is.
Yeah, this is the electro swing. All right.
Why don't you get out on the middle of the studio here?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, yeah. All right, the coach is now, he's doing his can-can kick. Kick, kick, kick.
Yeah.
You're really getting into it, huh?
Yeah, you got it.
Now I'm doing a can. Now watch this. Now he's swiveling his knees back and forth and twirling. Oh, look at that twirl. I can see you twirling, yeah. Oh, God. All right, now, what's this move?
It's called a snake. See, I'm kind of, yeah.
God, you're kind of wiggling like a snake.
Yeah, that's the idea. Jesus.
All right, now another can-can kick.
Now the coach is down into a squat, and he's can-can kicking out in front of him.
Hey, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I'm tired.
All right, kill the music, bud.
Yeah. Kill the music, will you?
Sorry about that, coach. That's, you know, that's very tiring.
Well, the most impressive move, I think, is the squat, the can-can kick. You also did the spinning, though.
That's amazing. You spun just like a figure skater.
That's one of the things I do. And that lady, you know, I hate to say it.
You talk about the lady you went and did stuff with.
Yeah, that's right. I went and did stuff. I had no idea she was married, number one.
Well, is that something you want to figure on?
I suppose. But you know what? I was hungry that day.
Coach,
wait a minute. I want to finish this. I was hungry that day. I needed something to eat. And she promised me a lousy couple of pieces of pumpernickel with cream cheese on them. And she said, hey, how about this? And she had that little peach cobbler. She was waving it around going, she said, what do you think about that little peach cobbler, huh? How's it look? And she put it under my nose. And so I said, listen, for a sizable tip, watch this. And I turned on my music, and I went into my, here, I'll show you. Just imagine this, Miss Gray.
The coach is in a full spin.
What about this, huh? You don't want to haul your ass. She's going to...
All right, you kept on spinning and talking to her?
What?
You kept on spinning and talking to her.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
Watch the language, coach.
Wait, hold on. What are you laughing at? What are you people laughing at?
Because you're spinning and talking.
I've got to spin and talk. Because I'm talking to this Hausfrau who's, you know, eyeballing me, giving me peach cobbler, cream cheese on pumpernickel, lifting her skirt above her knee and going, what it is. I mean, Jesus Christ.
All right, watch it, coach. Now, come on. No language here.
All right. You know, this is embarrassing to me because, you know, Belmar Academy, everybody in the administration's listening, and I told him I was going to do this, and this is being done with...
Father McCorder signed off on it.
Yes, he did sign off on it.
All right, so now you're there in front of this woman.
Go ahead, play him. Now I go into my spin.
And how are you negotiating the fact you were going to have sex with her?
You like what you see?
You like what you see. Is that what you said to her?
Oh,
fuck. I can't keep doing that. It's just... Oh, man.
Coach, that was fantastic.
That was very good. By the way, we do have Father McQuarters. Are you... Hey, listen, he wants to give you praise. High praise coming from Father McQuarters at Belmar Academy right now. High praise coming. Father McQuarters is on with Coach Vernon Dozier.
Let me say that I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your honesty. I'm proud of the fact that you're being forthright and forthcoming about this. And I'm even here at our parent-teacher symposium, and a couple of the people mentioned listening to you coming in, and I said, that's Coach Dozier. And he tried to be a coach, and he did his very best, the very best that he could, and he had to dance for food, and he had to go out onto a front lawn and dance and make what he could out of his life, dancing and twirling, skipping, and I don't know how you did it, Coach.
Well, how did you leave it with the parents?
I said he should be praised, and they said we agree with you, but they did ask me if you would demonstrate more of the spin. Because a lot of people are very impressed.
All right, now, you're not trying to make me look like some kind of a chimp, are you?
No. I've got Bill Worthington and his wife. What do you think, Bill?
Abe,
Vernon, this is Bo Worthington. I know you and I have had our run-ins. I don't want to. I just want you. No, I'm proud of the fact that my son's on the team. But if you do the spin move, you want to hear it, right, honey? You want to see it, honey, right?
I can't see it, but I would love to imagine you spinning.
I feel very up.
Come on, Vernon, do it. I told him you'd do the spin, and they want to see it. If you could do it. Dickman, are you there? You're there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, kick it. All right, hit it.
All right, I'm going to go into the spin right now.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. That's great.
I love that. Do it, man.
What are you saying?
It's hard to breathe.
Hey, knock the music off, will you?
What?
Knock the music off. It's hard to breathe.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't know, but... We thought as long as you were there doing that, we enjoyed it. We like the fact you're our coach, but, you know, you've given me a hard time down to the years, so I thought the least you could do is give me a little dance, huh? How about it? Huh?
Look, I'm not dancing for you.
That's the least you could do, okay, because our son is a starting quarterback.
No, your son's not starting a quarterback. I just decided.
No, coach. Come on, give him a dance, because these are big donors. These people are huge, huge donors. Dance.
Look, Father McCorders.
I said to dance.
Well, okay, I'm driving.
That's good enough. All right, listen, coach, you're one of a kind. You're a real mensch. And all the things that I've said.
All right, coach, thank you very much for being on the program and clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you very much, coach, for coming on the program and making an ape out of yourself.
No, I don't think so. I think what you did is showed us what a man can do, what a man is willing to do to find success in this world.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I did. I went and I did what I had to do. I did the things I had to do and the things that I've done, you know.
How about dancing out of the studio?
What is that supposed to mean?
Give us a little dance out of the studio tonight. Folks, it's Coach Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
All right. Oh. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Now you're doing a hip thrust.
Hold on. I didn't know you were going to be doing commentary.
All right, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Start it again, Dickman.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Coach Dozier doing the hip thrust.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing the elbow pump and the hip thrust.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? Because I'm thinking about all these, what I'd like to do to some of these.
Oh, my God.
God, coach, you talking about you want to put it to him or something?
No, I don't. Just start the music, okay, so I can get out of here.
Coach Vernon Dozier, folks, demonstrating his dance steps and giving us a little background on what it's been like for him. And it sounds like it's been pure hell.
I hope everybody's happy.
You gotta keep dancing.
Keep dancing.
I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone's happy that I had to come out here and monkey
it up.
Yeah, that's what I tell you. God. Yeah.
Can kick.
That's me. Stop the music. Stop the music.
Sorry, coach. I know this is very difficult.
Yeah. I put that move on the map. That can kick, Coach Vernon Dozier, put it on the map.
All right, coach.
Hit it.
Whee!
Fuck this.
What'd you say?
I said, fuck this. Oh, my God.
Phil Henry's show is executive produced by Phil Henry, who wasn't here today.
Gathered as much. You know, next time Henry wants me on his show, he should have the common decency to show up.
World famous Phil Henry Show for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, the podcast one.
Thanks, coach.